What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCamera and John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Thursday morning, and a big morning it is. It is trade deadline day, and the Phils have already been very active with what they did yesterday. A major move by Dave Dombrowski. Major move. Getting a major closer. Obviously giving up two really good prospects in the process. We'll talk about it extensively today. What the Phils did, what they still do from here. What you might not want them to do. I mean, look, there's a lot on the table, but obviously the acquisition of Duran, who throws a legit 100, is a really big deal. Changes the complexion of the bullpen and, frankly, the baseball team. So we'll talk about it today on Trade Deadline Day. From McGurk's, we're in the McGurk's in Horsham. Hope you come on out. Radio station will be broadcasting for the next 12 hours from here. So our program, Joe and Hugh, Spike, Ike, and Boban, them coming up from 2 to 6. So a lot to do. And all of it with you on the phone lines. Hop aboard and react to the big move, 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Hello, John.
According to the U.S. Currency Education Program,
yes,
it would take approximately 4,000 double folds. So a bill folded forward and backward,
yep,
4,000 times for a U.S. dollar bill to tear.
Can I give a fact, too?
I don't buy that.
Can I give a fact,
please,
too?
Please do.
You don't buy that.
Phil's got a lot better, James.
For the first time in over a decade, the Phillies have one of the best closers in baseball,
right,
baby.
Right.
Let's
yeah.
go,
right.
dude.
We it's have a big deal.
It's a real closer. Deal thing.
Like, it's a big deal.
Closer,
it's a big deal.
Legitimate closer, not a reliever, not a bullpen guy.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
The closer.
Look, he's got a ton of pitches.
The
one
best
of which,
closer
one,
in baseball.
Well, one of which is a fastball that consistently hits 100 and sometimes is over. It's a really big deal.
He also has a splitter at 98.
I know.
Like,
blinker,
those two things don't go together,
is that
Joe.
The splinker.
Yeah, this guy's so nasty. I can't wait
Look,
for him to watch
we want to hear from you at 215-592-9494. Let me give you a couple facts right out of the gate. By the way, we're going to let you hear what Dombrowski said about acquiring Duran yesterday. But a couple facts out of the gate. 27-year-old. Hard-throwing, right-handed closer, under team control for 2.5 seasons, meaning you got him for the playoffs 25, all of 26, and 27. So that's a big deal. You get him for 2.5 years. ERA this year of 2.01 in 49 innings, so that's outstanding. Career ERA over 4 seasons of 2.47, which is obviously not a small sample size. That's 4 years, 2.47. Legit closer, as James pointed out, really the first time in a long time that you can feel really confident that the Phillies have a closer that's legit. And by the way, it totally changes the complexion of the bullpen. Because now when you look at it, here's what you have.
He's done. And we don't need
forget
else.
All the junk guys, many of whom we saw last night when that game became a runaway. Here's what your bullpen now looks like. And some of this is going to be speculative, but here's what I think it's going to look like. Back end, Duran, Kirkring, Strom, three guys you know for sure. Then David Robertson, who joins the fray soon, obviously a 40-year-old who's got a lot of experience and a lot of quality in his career. That's four guys. The next two I'm going to add, I believe, will be in the bullpen, although it's not for sure. I would say Lizardo and Painter. If you get those two, you're up to 5-6. That's choosing Nola to be a starting pitcher instead of Lizardo. Obviously, that's to be determined. But let's just say for the sake of this exercise, Lizardo 5, Painter 6. And then I would add 7. I think the one guy of all the rest that's been here that's guaranteed to be here is Tanner Banks. That's 8.
Especially because they need lefties, too.
Correct.
Yeah.
And he's been the best of the rest.
By far. Yeah. Right, by far.
Now of the other guys.
Jose Alvarado until.
Well, that's about 15
that doesn't
games.
Matter.
That doesn't matter. We're talking about October.
But,
that
guys, they're going to. But that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Up to this, keep these
all that matters
guys.
Is October.
This is about winning
that.
In October. All right. So that's what you got. Now, what'd you have to give up to get him? Well, two really good prospects. Mick Abel, who we're obviously very familiar with. I think it was entirely obvious that he would be traded because think of it this way. If there's not possibly a spot next year in the rotation because there's not room for Ranger Suarez, how the hell is there going to be room for Mick Abel? So I'm not saying just throw him away, and I don't think the Phillies did just throw him away, but I think he was the most obvious prospect in years that was likely to be traded. He was. And then the catcher, Tait. And this is not a small price they paid because with JT Old and obviously his contract up after this year and Tait the fourth highest-rated prospect for the Phillies in the system – that's, you know, that's giving up something. So they gave up something to get something. But my main word to react, exciting. Very. Now, I'll give you my next two. Maybe it's a hyphenated word. A little nerve-wracking because of the tight reality and the catcher situation for years to come. But my overarching headline is exciting. Want your reaction, 215-592-9494. What Dombrowski said about it, we'll get to it in a moment. John, your thoughts?
We have our closer, which is incredible because he's the best closer in baseball for my money. And and Dombrowski told us last night we thought he was the best guy out there available to be traded. A dominant closer for a tough price. That's fair. It was a tough price. But he also told us last night he's got 4 prospects to work with, and he's not done. He still wants the bat. And he was, you know, asked about it.
Righty I think he's going to get
it,
too.
Righty is the preference. Righty is the preference. But there's a guy out there, Stephen Kwan, who's a lefty, who is so perfect for this team in every way, except the fact that he's a lefty. And then, so you know, yes to Stephen Kwan with our 4 prospects to work with, and yes to Luis Robert if Kwan falls through, essentially. And I really think that's going to happen. We are going all in, Joe.
Yeah, I think they're going to. I'd be surprised if it's one move and stop. I think they're going to get a bat. How good he'll be, you know, that's to be determined. But I think they'll get an outfielder starter, either in center field or left field. Seltzer, I can tell you're pumped up.
I'm thrilled, man. Look, I don't want to make light of what they gave up.
I agree.
Because
I agree.
Mick Abel and Eduardo Tait are legitimate prospects to give up. If it makes you feel better, I'm not 100% sure Tait sticks to catcher long term. I think it's a possibility he has to move off that. But his bat plays, man. He is an electric bat for a 19-year-old kid. Like, he's a real – you gave something up.
Yeah.
But even having said that, I can't believe they got Durant for this price. Like, considering all we were hearing yesterday was the Twins wouldn't give him up without giving up Painter. Without giving up Painter. Yeah. And this is way below giving up Painter. Yeah. And this guy is locked down, shut down at the end of games. 2.5 years of control, Joe, which is something you talked a lot about. Massive. This guy's going to be here for 2.5 years.
Well, that's something Ruben used to do. When Ruben would make these kind of deals.
You get guys who are here for some time. And to the bat point, like I totally agree with you. I feel like when you make a move like this to go get Durant, you don't just sleep on the other clear need on this team. This feels like Dombrowski's fully invested in this team. And, like, I'm thrilled, man. I wake up today so excited about this. And honestly, just as a Phillies fan, as someone who has had to watch so many ends of games and sit there with my stomach in my throat.
Well, look at last night.
Last night,
last night was a joke.
Example.
It was a joke.
Like, it is so exciting to have a dude come in at the end of games and feel like we got this.
215-592-9494, your reaction to what has happened, your anticipation for what could happen. Again, I think it's very, very exciting. It changes the complexion of the team. Let's listen to Dave Dombrowski. I mean, why Duran? Well, we told you a lot of reasons. Let's hear what Dombrowski said last night after making the move.
Made Duran the guy for you?
Well, I mean, we liked quite a few closers or quite a few relievers. There weren't very many available at the start of the night. some of the other organizations decided to not make some moves. So we just thought he was the best guy out there, really, is what it came that was available to be acquired. A lot of clubs have been talking about if we were going to acquire their closer, that they were asking for Andrew Painter. We decided that we weren't going to trade Andrew in this trade. And so we felt this was a deal that we got a dominant closer for a tough price, two good players, but something that we think where we are makes sense.
Key thing for you to know later in that press gathering, and we'll play the whole thing coming up in about a half an hour, but later in that press gathering, Dombrowski clarified they are not trading Painter, like, at all. Now, if the Yankees called and said, we'll give you Aaron Judge, I'm sure they would trade Andrew Painter. But he went out there last night very clearly to say, we ain't trading Andrew Painter. And by the way, I believe him.
And Painter looked good when he pitched yesterday. So, yeah, 103 pitches, pitched well.
That's important as well for you to know. Look, 215-592-9494. Let's also listen to more of Dombrowski, because the reality is, you know, the trade deadline process rolls on. We're now under a little under 12 hours from when the trade deadline kicks in. It's 6 o'clock tonight here at WIP at McGurk's. We'll take you all the way up to it, and obviously reaction thereafter for hours to come. Here's Dombrowski on the fact that there are still more hours left in this trade process. Will there be more to come? Let's hear what Dombo said.
Would you see yourself getting any kind of offensive upgrade before 6 p.m. tomorrow?
Well, we're not done. I mean, we're not done talking, and the deadline's not over. We'll just see what ends up happening. I really don't know. They're tough to acquire, too, right now. So we have to see what happens tomorrow, really.
They're getting someone else.
Can I just real quick jump in?
Yes.
We've done a bunch of these trade deadline things now, and every year it is like we're trying to manufacture excitement. This is real excitement,
I know,
guys.
It is,
this is real excitement.
No, I know. Well, listen, all the past years they had the opportunity. They just didn't swing. And then with the minor swings they took, it was swings and misses. I mean, but this is a major swing. Best closer they've had since Papelbon, James?
Yeah, since Papelbon, without a doubt.
Yeah, I think that's for sure. Well, it's always exciting when you got just a dude that can come out of that bullpen and shut it down. And obviously in 2008, the Phils had that with Brad Lidge. And without him, they probably would not have won the World Series. And the most simple way I can explain that is they barely made the playoffs. And he was perfect in the regular season, 41 for 41. So, like, if Brad Lidge had gone 36 for 41, then they would not have made the playoffs and therefore would not have won the World Series. So it can make a monumental difference. Obviously, Brad Lidge, 08, Tug McGraw in 80. And one of the things about Tugger in 80, it wasn't just that he would close. He would pitch multiple innings. He would pitch many, 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 many days, sometimes in a row. I mean, he was a stud, too. So you got this Duran guy, and he's going to make a big difference. There is no question. Now, look. Let's not kid ourselves, guys. They still could use a bat or two, all right? I mean, as evidenced by last night's game, their lineup is still, for a quality team, and they are a quality team, their lineup is still very average for a quality team. So you really want to see them make at least one more move today. I expect that they will. We broadcast from McGurk's today. Your thoughts on it all. 215-592-9494.
They're going to get it done, Joe.
I think so.
About the fact that he has four prospects to work with.
He's got more than that.
He is not done.
Yeah.
He means four top 100 type guys that he can, you know, manipulate, maneuver to create some deal that will work.
No, I think he's going to do something.
James, to the point you made earlier,
I don't think he would have made this trade without another one in the holster.
100%.
I mean, I don't think he knows for sure, because if he did, he would have done it last night.
Of course.
But I think they'll make another move today, and I think it'll be a move of some significance. Rhea, how pumped up are you?
I'm old enough to remember, Joe, when the Phillies had closers. So I am beyond excited about it.
Back in the 20th century?
Yes, back in the 20th century. It's been one of my biggest complaints about this team. And it's not that I blame Topper. But, you know, it was what he was given, but you had to settle on someone. Now there's no question about it. I was really struck by the comment that Kyle Schwarber made, because he said it's just he remembers in 16, you know, with the Cubs, when they traded for Aroldis Chapman. It lifted the spirits of everybody. We talked about that, about the team, especially the veterans. That's a jolt
for them. Salisbury, Salisbury
told us
strong.
That.
Yeah, it's a jolt. It's a jolt for the players. It's a jolt for the fans. All right, let's go to the phones and get your reaction. 215-592-9494 on the big move. Duran to the back of the Phillies bullpen. By the way, one thing also to tell you about, because there was another trade last night of significance as it relates to the Phils. there was some interest in the third baseman from the Diamondbacks, Suarez, being acquired by the Phillies. He was not. By the way, I never expected it to happen because the Phillies had too many issues entering this for instance, Boehm or Stott, in my opinion, to be tinkered with much. And I know the DH gives you flexibility. I get that. But I never really expected that the Phillies would acquire a third baseman or a second baseman in this process. Now, don't kid yourself.
But it could have been a DH.
They still could. No, it could be.
You were talking about the Schwarber to left field,
right?
You know?
No, for sure. And look, those things are still possible. All right? But I'm just telling you, I think it's going to be an outfielder.
And I think
it should be an outfielder.
Absolutely. In a perfect world, exactly,
yeah.
Right.
All right.
He basically told us he's done adding to the bullpen. He's offense big time. The Mets, you know, had...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
They helped us out. They got swept by the Padres, but they added that Ryan Helsley.
Yep. And Tyler Rogers. They added two
relievers. Tyler Rogers.
Yeah, they're going in as well.
Gregory Soto also to go with Edwin Diaz. So,
well, luckily, at least it's good they added Gregory Soto, so we can get a
well, I actually didn't mind him, James.
He was all right.
My recollection is he was decent.
No, what he was infuriating. What he was.
Thank you, James.
Well. All right. 215-592-9494. Your reaction. Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning, buddy.
Well, good morning. Good morning it is. I'm listening to Jackie Baseball and Seltzer on the podcast last night. James got so excited, I don't think I could hear the pitch of his voice.
And it was just God, were they in geek out mode?
Joe, I watched it this morning, complete geek out mode.
Dogs shriek when they hear James.
Well, it was
shriek.
Like 10 minutes after the trade happened. We're on a podcast immediately. It's pure joy. You know, what else is it supposed to be?
Yeah. And what I really liked about, you know, the update that Rhea just read was Dombrowski said, like, you know, Duran's a closer. Like, there's none of this, like, high leverage seventh, eighth inning, then who do you go in the ninth? Like, he is the freaking dude who's going to shut the stuff down in the ninth. And that, like, we haven't had a player in such a long time to where, like, batters, it's over before it even starts. Like, the 98 mile an hour, the splinker, the pitch that, like, defies physics.
Yeah.
Like,
it's insane.
Yeah.
We haven't seen that. It's just stupid move. Like, I don't know. I'm literally speechless. The Suarez trade, like, I was reading about it this morning, and, you know, I don't know what the Mariners prospect pool is, but they gave up, like, three of their top 20. So, like, maybe could we have done that? Like, I don't know, but to everyone's point, like, something else is in the works. It has to be. Like, there's no two ways about it.
Yeah, now, to be clear, it doesn't mean it's going to be a huge move, Ed. I mean, it could be an Austin Hayes kind of move, and I know that's not going to excite people, but know this, a regular Austin Hayes would be an upgrade for this outfield. So I don't put it past the Phillies, and I appreciate the call, that it's that kind of move. I just hope it's more. And I tend to think, James, it's going to be a little more than
I think,
right?
So, too. And I do think it's interesting with the Suarez versus those other two guys we're talking about, the big bats on the market, and relating to Duran versus, like, Helsley, who the Mets traded for.
Yep.
I think Dave wants guys who are under control. Like, he's talked about that heading in. I know, it's of course, but I think he's prioritizing it in a way where he's not trading for Suarez because I think he's going to trade for one of these two guys who have two more years of control left.
I also wonder to what extent, and I've broached this the last 2 days, and I just honestly, my instincts are it's in play. I wonder to what extent the Phillies are motivated not only by trying to win, but trying to appease the fans, and specifically knowing that if they lose in the playoffs, which they very well still could, and by the way, likely will. I mean, there's a better chance the Phillies lose in the playoffs than win the World Series. That's just the way probability works with something that's hard as winning the World Series. That Dombrowski and Middleton will get to look at the fans in the face, so to speak, in the offseason and say, look, we really did try, and we're going to crank it up again next year. Because I think there was starting to be a malaise.
That
it's set in. It's right, Rhea?
Yeah. Yeah, well,
it's
never. You felt it all year, Joe.
I think that was part of. Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong. Adding T.O. and Kearse was absolutely about talent, but I also think it was in part about trying to push back on the malaise that had set in after the third straight NFC Championship.
That is such a great parallel, though. That
right?
That's like supercharging both the offense and the defense,
and the players and the
fans that we're talking,
because it's also
really
about
does feel the same as
this. But I think the fans.
But we got to get that.
Rhea, do you buy that theory that those guys are motivated, Dombrowski and Middleton, to avoid the criticism if they hadn't done anything?
Well, yeah, I'm in part. I think it was more the players, but there's no question, Joe. You sit here every day and take the calls. Yeah. There was not the excitement at the start of this year that there has been in previous years.
Well, how about
year?
Even now, four oh, months yeah. in? I mean, as when I say now, as of yesterday, I mean, it's a quality team. Yeah. I don't think it's a great team. I think it's one we know could become great. They're not far from great. Ruben had said about a week or two ago he thought they were three players away. He included David Robertson as one of them.
Another one.
Then you got
Robertson
another one.
Was the first.
Yeah, so it's like
I agree with Ruben too. I think if they get a legitimate bat
outfielder.
Today, I think it's them and the Dodgers are the two best teams in baseball. I think if they get a real bat today, I think that's where they
you
are.
You separate right. yourselves.
I don't know who's hungrier. Like the wolf.
Wait.
You know why this is awesome?
What?
You know why this is awesome?
What?
You know, Duran.
Dan Wilson cooking back in the
Look
studio.
Look at that.
You got Joan Duran.
I like it.
That's pretty good.
Singing Hungry Like the Wolf.
I like that a lot.
Duran.
All right, three choices for who's hungrier. Here we go. Tell me who would win this poll. John Middleton, Bryce Harper, Phillies fans.
I think it's Bryce Harper.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. You think he's that maniacal.
And also, he's the only one who's never won anything. Like, Middleton wants it as the owner, but at least he was a part of it. We have won a title. Long time ago, I want one desperately. Yeah. Bryce Harper's whole legacy, whole life, has led up to him winning a freaking title.
Sure.
I think we all desperately want. I think it's Bryce if I had to choose.
Interesting. All right, 215-592-9494. So, the big trade, which happened yesterday, after it occurred, Dave Dombrowski, Phillies president of baseball operations, who's had a storied career and will probably end up as a member of the Baseball Hall of Fame, but it certainly would push him over the top if he wins one more ring. Dombrowski met with the assembled media, Philadelphia media, and talked extensively about this trade and more. Let's listen to Dombrowski, what he said. Listen, and then we're going to react to it all. Get ready to dial 215-592-9494 based on what you hear. Here's Dombrowski yesterday.
Made Duran the guy for you?
Well, I mean, we like quite a few closers or quite a few relievers. There weren't very many available as time went on. Some of the other organizations decided to not make some moves, so we just thought he was the best guy out there, really, is what it came that was available to be acquired. A lot of clubs have been talking about if we were going to acquire their closer that they were asking for Andrew Painter. We decided that we weren't going to trade Andrew in this trade. And so we felt this was a deal that we got a dominant closer for a tough price, two good players, but something that we think where we are makes sense.
And how important to you was it? You've been active in the rental market the last few deadlines, trading some prospects. How important in your mind was it to get someone we will have beyond this season?
Well, That would always be the preference. The difference is the acquisition price. I mean, we're willing to pay a little bit more of a price than we would not have paid this price for a rental. So that's what really is a difference for us. So not only this year, but two more seasons after this, So if we were talking a pure rental, we would not have traded these players for that.
How difficult was it to part with a guy with the potential like Tait has?
Well, both players. You know, Tait's a really good prospect. I think, you know, for us, the one difference is he is down the road a little bit, but he really is a good player. And, you know, Mick, we like a lot. We think he's ready to step into a big league rotation. And I think that really, in talking to Derek Falvey, their GM, quite a bit over the time, and we've been talking to a lot of other clubs, too. The difference is Mick, I don't know if they're going to put him right in the rotation right now this time, but he can't. So, and it wouldn't surprise me if they ended up doing that, but I don't. They know he's ready to pitch at the big league level, and that's a difference maker. They had a lot of interest in Duran. So for us, having a player that was ready to pitch for him made a big difference.
Are you still looking for bullpen help? Or
no. This is it. No, I mean, if somebody put somebody that's right. So good on here, but between Duran, we've got Robertson coming, and we're pleased with his progress. We have Kirk Ring from the right-hand side, and then we're strong on the banks. We feel very comfortable where we are. And he, I'm going to talk to Topper, and he'll talk more about him. And he's a legitimate closer. So we feel he'll fit into that role for us.
Did you come in here and say anything to the clubhouse?
No, okay. No. I don't even know if they know, personally. I have no idea.
And would you see yourself getting any kind of offensive upgrade before 6 p.m. tomorrow?
Well, we're not done. So, I mean, we're not done talking, and the deadline's not over. We'll just see what ends up happening. I really don't know. They're tough to acquire, too, right now. So we have to kind of see what happens tomorrow, really.
You said with Painter, you said you weren't going to move him, at least in this trade, or at least at this time, for a closer or reliever. Is he?
No, we're not. We're just not moving him.
You're just not moving him, period,
we
flatly.
Okay. Well, we weren't. I mean, I can't tell you 5 years from now.
No, I mean, right now.
No, we were talking about not
trading. Okay.
No, we're not trading.
Okay.
And there were a couple other guys we told him we weren't going to trade either. So.
Okay.
How would you describe the talks with the Twins? I mean, when did it really come to a head?
Well, really, probably more just the days kind of meshed together here at this time of year. But I would say they were more of over the, since we were here in Chicago, more so. I mean, they know what we were looking for, that we were looking for bullpen help. I've had that conversation with them. I really didn't think this one was possible, you know, a couple days ago. I'm not really sure what the difference was in there. I do think that having Abel close to the big leagues made a difference. Because I do know that they had a lot of interest in him. We've heard from a lot of clubs that were trying to get him after we got him. And so they really picked up over the last few days. And really, even this afternoon, late morning, I should say, because we were at the hotel, that's when we really kind of, okay, give me your best offer. We had gone over so many different other possibilities and names. And, so it really picked up over the last, really more so today. This is where really... Derek had mentioned to me, I don't know what time it is, it was 5 o'clock. It was 5 o'clock, he was going into an ownership meeting, 5 o'clock Minnesota time, to discuss whatever options they had, he told me. But really, a couple hours before that is when we really start going back and forth.
So you're in a stressful rain delay or an exciting rain delay?
Well, did we have a rain delay?
It was 3 hours and
35 minutes. Yeah. No, I know we did.
Do you feel like at this point, around baseball, that like most teams know if they're buying and selling at this point? I mean, it seemed like for a long time there were a lot of teams that were on the fence. Do you feel like it's shaken out a little bit?
Well, I can't tell you they all do. I don't. But, you know, really when you get – we've had conversations with other clubs today, but some of the clubs that maybe were undecided, I haven't spoken to them today, so I can't speak for where they are. But as of yesterday, I talked to a couple of clubs that still were unsure where they were going to go.
If you do need a bat, does it need to be right-handed?
Well, need to be. I can't say it needs to be. I mean, but that's more of a preference.
Right.
What makes you more willing to shop in a more expensive aisle this deadline? More willing to go out to surrender better prospects?
Well, we got a really good guy, you know, some that we have control over. I think that makes a big difference. So I think we're deeper in prospects, too. That helps. I mean, even though we traded two really good prospects, we have, you know, four more that are in the top 100 prospects in baseball. We just drafted a guy that number one that I think probably fits into that category. We just, and we have a couple, we have other guys that maybe aren't getting quite the accolades that we like in our system a great deal too. I think that helps. So I think that makes that's the difference. The control aspect is, you know, like again, that's huge. And I think we have a chance to win. You know, I think we have, but I felt that in the past too. We just haven't given it up. A lot of times you can't get a guy like this either with the control. I mean, the Twins, now there's a club that decided they were in it as of last week. They were still trying to get in it. They've made a decision they would go the other way. So a lot of times you can't get a guy like this, and they finally decided, probably for them, you know, they still have other good bullpen arms, as you know, with Jackson, Stewart, and well, really, Barland that they have. So it's a situation where I think they probably felt, well, you know what, if we're going to maximize value, this is probably a time to do it. It makes sense for them, too.
Thompson hasn't formally used the closer designation that much in past years. What made you want to get a guy that you can even give that label to?
Because he's good enough, really. I mean, he's legitimate. I mean, he's a legitimate closer. And we talked about it beforehand that if we got him, he'd be our guy. So, and then it does help in the sense that he can mix and match around. He gets lefties and righties out. In fact, his average, I mean, righties don't hit him. Their batting average is, their OPS is not very good at all, but their batting average for lefties are just it's amazing how low it is overall. And so he gets lefties and righties out. The one thing they told me, they said, don't worry, he'll pitch. If you want him to use another inning, he wouldn't. Rod Thompson said, well, we're pitching him in the ninth. You know, now he has also pitched multiple innings at various times, too, but I don't think we're getting him for that purpose.
He'll join the club Friday?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, we already talked to him. They were just talking to him, but he'll be there for Friday.
All right, there you go. Dave Dombrowski yesterday. He sure is. That's Duran. He sure is a legitimate closer. 2.01 ERA this year, 2.47 ERA for his career, of which has been 4 years. He's 27 years old, as Dombrowski talked about there, under team control for the next 2.5 years. Look, I think it's an incredibly exciting move. Phils did give up a lot. We can't act like they didn't, and I think the biggest problem in the trade is the Taid reality, and I'm sure most people aren't very familiar with him, but, you know, essentially viewed as the catcher of the future as of, you know, 24 hours ago. Now, maybe not necessarily the catcher, well, not the catcher of next year, because at the age of 19, he wasn't going to be the catcher next year, but knowing that JT's getting older, maybe could be gone after this year, maybe re-signs for a 1 or 2 year deal. Taid was someone I'm sure that in a perfect world they would have wanted to hand the reins to the catcher spot over to in the next couple of years, but it wasn't a perfect world. Phillies had a disastrous bullpen. And so they really felt the need to do something, and I think that was why. Look, I sign off on the deal. Now, we'll ask you at 215-592-9494 whether you do or not.
We got the best closer in baseball. This is amazing.
Well, it's a big opportunity. Well, it's also a chance for us to give you the Twitter poll question of the day so you can assess it. Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. In 2025, Armin Chevrolet celebrates 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. Poll question, it's the obvious question. Do you like the Phillies trade? Mick Abel and Taid for Duran, yes or no? Second poll question, because there's also, you know, today, and that's why we're here. This isn't just about recapping. This is about previewing a trade deadline that's 6 p.m. tonight, and I think the Phillies are going to do something. And by the way, Seltzer, you're on the update desk and the, the breaking news desk?
Breaking news desk, yep.
Breaking
ready
news desk.
Here. Yep.
Seltzer's here at McGurk's breaking news desk. Second poll question, do you think Dave Dombrowski will make another meaningful trade today? Yes or no, you can vote at Sports Radio WIP
yes,
on
indeed.
Twitter.
So what exactly was Dave Dombrowski talking about when he...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Said some other organizations decided not to make some moves. What do you think he was?
I think he's saying that some organizations thought the prices were too high, yeah, or decided they didn't want to trade their certain player, you know, that they might have traded their closer, their whatever. Mm-hmm. We'll keep on, hang on to him till next year, whatever type of thing is.
Also, some teams aren't buyers that a week ago might have been perceived
exactly
as buyers.
Yeah, well, Joe, I'm interested in, I'm happy to hear how excited you are, because Richie and I came in saying all in, go all in, yeah, and this is, it's not, you're not giving everything up, but it's a big time trade with big time prospects.
Yeah,
I'm happy because you came in a little leery about.
I have been.
Yeah. So what kind of flip for you?
Good question. Number one, they didn't give up Andrew Painter.
Yeah, huge.
Number two, they acquired.
And we were told that is not.
No,
really,
I know, but we didn't know that.
Yeah, we didn't know going in.
Number two, they acquired a great player. Number three, they acquired a player under team control for 2.5 years. That's my reasoning.
Yeah.
And Abel, look, I don't want to just throw him away, because he could be like,
he could be a three.
He could be
something.
A Brett Myers.
Yeah.
Phillies won a World Series with Brett Myers as a two.
As a two, exactly.
So, you know, you can win that way. But
like,
there just wasn't a spot
yeah
for him.
Yeah.
There just, and I'll also add this. Well, Taid wasn't going to be the catcher next year. It's probably more 20.
It's probably more like 3-4
you know
years away. Yeah.
But, you know, JT Taid playing a little better lately late makes me feel a little better.
Yeah. Me too.
You know, like, he'll probably be back for another year or two. So you add all that. And the other thing I'd say, James, is the Phillies going in for Taid the way they did, excuse me, for Duran the way they did, makes me think there's probably another move.
Me too.
So, like, that whole combination is kind of what pumps me up. All right, 215-592-9494. But I'll add this. Hearing Dombrowski saying we're not trading Painter, that to me is also significant. I thought it was by far the single most significant thing we heard from that 7 minutes of Dombrowski. I mean, for him to come out and say, because notice, he didn't say that about anybody else.
He said, we're not done. I thought that was
that's big. I would say that's number two. I assumed they weren't done. But to hear him say it and say it emphatically the way that he did is significant. But to hear him say, we are not trading Andrew Painter, that's
I will just, and I don't think they are, but we have seen many GMs,
know,
you know, Howie Roseman, the fingers on his hand thing and all that. Just to throw it out there, I don't think, like if it's like, hey, we'll give you Quan for Painter straight up and nothing else, like, I think they think about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. All right, 215-592-9494. By the way, shout out to Dr. Glenn Wolfinger in the house from PI Dental Center.
Shout out to Dr. Glenn Wolfinger.
PI Dental Center right around the corner from where we are here in Horsham at McGurk's. PI Dental Center, obviously one of our great sponsors of our program, and he is the doc of docs. So if you have an issue with the teeth, get yourself to PI Dental Center. Also, get yourself to McGurk's today. We love doing shows here. We really do. It's fun because it means there's some kind of action going on. Or like some past years with trade deadlines with the Phillies, not going on. But at least there's hope that it's going on. And this year there actually was.
I mean, this is the biggest trade since we started doing these. The biggest trade of the Dombrowski era and all that.
James, you know what? It's the biggest Phillies trade since they acquired JT. And
yeah,
it reminds
great
me.
Call. You're right.
It reminds me a lot of that. If you remember back in 2019, the Phillies traded two. You know, Alfaro was a fairly young catcher, and then who we had seen at the big league level. But the big part of that was Sixto.
Yep.
That they put in that trade for a great catcher.
This
trade reminds me of, who they had under control for two more years at that point. This trade reminds me a lot of that trade.
Yeah.
It's a great player, in this case, not a catcher. It's a closer, and you got him under team control for 2.5 years. I'd say that's the last time the Phillies made a trade of this nature. All right, 215-592-9494. By the way, your chance to win when you call in today, a pair of tickets to see the Phillies take on the Tigers. Big series coming up this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's not only the Phillies and Tigers, two of the better teams in baseball. It's also the Phillies alumni weekend, and Friday night is the Toyota Wall of Fame night as the Phillies honor Jimmy Rollins and Ed Wade. For tickets to this or any Phillies game, get yourself to Phillies.com. Here's how you can win the tickets today. In addition to calling in and letting us know what you think of the trade, the big move, and what Dombrowski said. Also hit us up today at 215-592-9494. In honor of Duran, who is obviously a legit closer, we ask you for a legit closing to a movie. The end of a movie. The end of a movie, a great closing scene. Which, by the way, I got to tell you, I think there's an all-time number one. I'll be curious if anyone says it today at 215-592-9494. I'll certainly give you the usual suspects out of the gate. It's a great one.
For goodness sake.
It's all right. Because you know what?
Good move.
You know what, Rhea? It's not number one. It is not.
It's a banger.
For a closing scene. It is a banger. All right, John, give me a closing scene to a movie in honor of Duran being the Phillies' new closer. And again, everyone, 215-592-9494. John, what do you got?
It haunts me. I hate it. It's the last scene, the last glimpse of Blair Witch Project.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm talking about.
I actually don't.
What?
I just know it gets really scary throughout.
Wait.
You didn't see
really?
It?
No, so, I saw it. But I mean,
yeah,
guys,
we all know his Blair Witch story with the guy painting him and or wanting to paint him.
I don't remember the last scene.
Oh, my God.
I guess everybody does.
Should I say the last scene?
Everybody, it was 1999.
Everybody
so
does. Excuse me for not remembering a movie from 26 years ago that I saw once. Enjoy, but I get you. Everyone does. Seltzer, give me a closing scene from a movie.
So I will not take a haymaker. I'm going to leave the haymakers out there. What I will say is if you have not seen the movie The Mist, it's by Frank Darabont, the same guy who made this Shawshank Redemption. It is the most messed up, twisted, haunting ending. I can't even... D'Orazio's seen it. I see him nodding. I won't say what happens.
This
watch
is
the
one in the store,
the
right?
Supermarket.
The
mist type is setting in. The ending is. I just can't. even talking about it, I get so uncomfortable.
All right.
It is an insane ending to a movie.
All right, Rhea, a closing scene in a movie.
Thelma and Louise.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yes. All right, 215-592-9494. The Phil's got a closer. You can react. Let's get to Nick right now in Bucks County. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning, man. This is Cliff Lee 2009 all over again.
Well, here's the I hope so. I'll say this. I'm more excited about this one than that one in the moment. I was more excited about Cliff Lee 2011. Now, that was a signing. But if you remember, Cliff Lee 2009 was a little bit more dampened because we thought it was about to be Roy Halladay, and it wasn't. But listen, if this works out the way Cliff Lee did, who really did become for the final 2.5 months the best player on the team, that would be an amazing thing.
His fastest pitch in a game, 104.8 miles an hour, and it was against Eugenio Suarez, of all things.
Yeah. Now, listen, this guy's a legit closer, Nick, and we know when they had – Tug McGraw or Brad Lidge, you know, who I was going to say are probably their two best closers ever, but there also was Papelbon. He just was on bad teams, and he was a jerk. But Papelbon was legit. But, I mean, I'd say Tug and Brad in his prime were two of the three best closers. Right, James, that fair?
I think that's fair. Here's what I'll say. Here's what I'll say. I think this guy is the best stuff.
Well, Billy Wags also.
Wags absolutely.
Billy Wags was really good.
Billy Wags is a Hall of Famer now.
Yeah, Billy Wags was better than Tug and Lidge.
Yeah, he was talent wise. I think this guy's stuff is as good as anyone we've ever seen.
When you
in terms of a reliever for he's like Billy again, he threw 104.
Right. The gun watching.
And he's
will
got
be
a splitter
fun.
At 98.
It will be rare.
These two pitches come in on the same plane, and then one goes that way, one goes that way, one's 102 and one's 98. It's crazy.
James, John, Seltzer's so geeked.
So I am. I was watching tunneling videos last night.
I love
it. I'm so in on Duran. He's awesome.
So he threw 104, you said?
Well, that's what the caller said. But
I've heard up to 102.
So
I know this year he has the second hardest fastball thrown in baseball this year.
Why is it called a splinker that they're talking about?
Because there's no one else who throws it. It's like they had to come up with a new name for
so
it.
It's
like a splitter, sinker, fastball all in one.
So that's the one that's 89 miles.
No, 98.
Oh, that's the one that's 98.
98. A really, really, really hard. All right, Nick, give me an answer. A great ending to a movie, a great closing scene. And by the way, there is a definitive number one answer. I want to see if someone gets it.
James almost said it. I'm going with Shawshank Redemption, Morgan Freeman, and Tim Robbins at the end of the movie.
So, yep. So, It's going to be interesting here.
Hugging on the beach.
At times, is it going to be the definitive final scene where, like, I'll give you an example. The Natural, you might think of the closing as he hits the home run, but then he actually goes out in the field.
Oh, I think it has to be the final scene.
So the field is him in the, with
like,
the kid.
Like, for example, Saving Private Ryan, horrendous final scene.
Which
like
is what?
Him in the cemetery, yeah. And did I live my life right? No, it's so stupid for an amazing movie. Yeah. To end it that way is so bad.
So in The Natural,
I think it has to be the very last
scene. In The Natural, it'd be him in the field with the kid instead of him hitting Homer?
Exactly. I think it has to be the very last scene of the movie.
Okay.
It's the closing.
All right, the true closing. Okay, fair enough.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.